Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Ravens back at practice today, getting ready for Kansas City. Coming up 4:25 Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead. Ravens are 2.5-point favorites in this ball game. Before we get to Lamar Jackson, who met with the media yesterday, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob and Vinny?
What's up?
Hey, man, you know, I've been sitting here thinking, right? You know, one word to describe the Ravens, to be honest with you, one word to describe the Ravens is why. Why we ain't go out and sign no pass rusher? Why we always playing like this? Why we never can't hold on to the lead? Why Harbaugh always got these stupid press conferences like post games? If Matt or BK hurt, why we not on the phone just in case it might be bad? You know what I mean? I just don't understand, but hopefully they get it together, man. I don't know. But question. I think I asked this earlier yesterday on the early morning show. I feel like the Ravens, there's two players I would love to have. Now, one of them I would really love to have. I feel like if we can get him, Justin Simmons, if we can get, I mean, I keep saying Justin, my bad, Jeffrey Simmons from the Titans. If we can get him, because you know Bob and Vinny, when he played against the Ravens, a lot of them say he was dirty, but see, he played like a Raven. I feel like we need a dog on the line that can bully them offensive linemen. Second of all, maybe a Cam Jordan, but I don't know how I feel about Cam Jordan, because you know how I feel about these players in these podcasts, man. I'm being honest with you, man.
I hear you. Yeah, man. Everybody wants to be a star. Cam Jordan's – hey, thanks, Trippy. He's still a good player.
Yes.
A little long in the tooth, though.
What's he, about 36?
Yeah, I mean, he's like been that. Around. The Saints are in a rebuild, and he would be like the perfect guy, I would think, if they're looking to jettison for whatever. What are you getting for him now, like a fifth-round pick?
Maybe? Yeah, that would be like a Calais Campbell kind of pickup kind of guy. But, I mean, if you're him, he's been his whole career at the Saints. Does he want to?
He's entrenched, but I'm thinking, you know, he's never been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, he has, but they haven't won it. They've came close a couple of times, but at this stage, maybe a change of scenery guy. But Calais Campbell, you mentioned him, he said it for years. Now he's back in Arizona, where they are 2-1, and he's played well for them. So
and he chose Arizona over the Ravens.
Yes, he did.
So I'm sure that Eric and his guys, that's what they are doing this time of the year, especially the Ravens are always good at when they know that they need something or somebody gets hurt, that they go, you know, try to find or fill that hole. So Eric will be working the phones just whether they can get it or not. And you know that he's willing. I mean, like when they went and got Roquan, you know, for a second-round draft pick. I mean, everybody like, no, Eric wouldn't do that. But, yeah, when you can go get a young, quality guy, yeah, you'll give up more. And they paid him right after that. So I could see them going, trying to find, you know, you look old, and then there's a young guy that we could go get, and, you know, we maybe have to pay. I don't know. But he'll be working. Trust me, they'll be working the phones.
And two significant trades that he made. You mentioned Roquan, the Marcus Peters deal back in 2019. They were difference-making trades for that defense. So to your point, Vinny, identifying a weakness and trying to do everything you can to make it a strength in some capacity. And remember, Nolan knows, the first game Peters played, he pick-sixed Russell Wilson, who hadn't thrown an interception in the entire game or entire season. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Jason at East Baltimore. Jason, what's up?
Uncle Bob, Uncle Vinny.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Cam Jordan was drafted in 2011, by the way.
11.
So he is 36 years old, yes.
I wanted to speak on something I never hear nobody talk about. This offseason, I heard Steve Bisciotti say he was in win-now mode. He said, I'm not worried about 3 years down the road. I'm not worried about 2 years down the road. I want to win now. I just don't feel like the GM, you know, feels the same way. You think about it. He had all these draft picks this year. He didn't try to package none of them up. He drafted those guys. That means he wanted to develop those guys and use them. That's not win now. That's the long game. Just think about during the offseason what he could have did. And you think about recently with Parsons out of Dallas saying he wanted to come to the Ravens. You got a generational talent saying he wanted to be a Raven. His agent leaked that. The Ravens should have made that happen no matter what they had to do. They should have got him in the building and figured everything else out. That's win now. I don't understand why you keeping all these draft picks every year trying to develop guys when you got aging veterans and you got a short window. Lamar will be 30 soon. Derrick Henry's already 30. What are we waiting on?
Yeah, 11 picks. But when you look at the draft picks right now, I mean, when you look out on that field, there's a lot of rookies playing. You know, Buchanan's starting. Mike Green played 50. Basically, he started. Stark started. Wester starts. And then that's it, right? Those four?
Well, the looper.
Loop. Five. Yeah, five of the 11, you know, are starting. But I agree with you. I mean, Eric, you know, likes to use all his picks and stuff. And, you know, kind of how I grew up in San Francisco mode was more like identify an attack, you know, identify what you need and go get it kind of thing. That was a different philosophy.
One more question, Vinny, before I roll out of here. This guy, agent, said he wanted to come to the Ravens bad. How do we not make that happen? I mean, by hell or high water, hook or crook, you make that happen. When you get them here, if you can't re-sign them, maybe you put a franchise tag on them. You figure out something. But to get them here this year might have made the difference between a Super Bowl or not. Why would you not take the shot is what I'm saying to you.
Yeah. They had their reasons why. I mean, and we're – let me just say, before the season started, me, bunch of people, best roster they've had.
We've said it on the air 1,000 times.
Yeah. So they probably felt pretty content. And when you watched them at training camp and stuff, you had to feel pretty good about that team. Now, how they're playing and with injuries and stuff, all right, we got to reevaluate. You know, maybe we kind of misjudged, you know, a little bit. But we're three games in. Three. You know, and maybe they're going to give it another game or two. We'll see what happens at Kansas City. If all of a sudden, you know, Mahomes is throwing 70% completions and all that, you know, and getting comfortable in the pocket, you got to go get a pass or you got to blitz your ass off, you know, and then play man coverage. You can't keep doing what you're doing because right now you're the worst in the league.
And we were actually talking about this off the air yesterday in regards to Parsons. And you brought it up. Would you trade Matty BK
and two
firsts? Well, Matty BK, we don't know if he's playing. By the way, subtract him for the rest of the year. That's a significant loss
big time
to this defense. But, you know, if you remember everybody, Parsons is local. He's from Harrisburg.
Yeah.
Went to Penn State.
Yeah.
I'm assuming big picture scenario, he'd rather play at M&T than Lambeau. I mean, he's going to be a star, and they're good. I mean, he's good, but, you know, family and friends and everyone, I think Maryland did recruit him, you know, but it is what it is. But that ship, as they say, has sailed.
Yeah.
When we come back, buy or sell, let's count some dough. Take your phone calls around 12:45 because coming up at 12:30, Vinny's going to break down the Chiefs' defense. Okay, they're pretty stout in certain areas. The Ravens have been putting up, what, more points than any team in the National Football. Lamar Jackson's quarterback rating for the season, three games in, it's over 140. If the Ravens put up 30, there's no way Kansas City beats them.
No.
No way.
No, no. I mean, the secondary would have to fall down.
Question is, can Baltimore put 30 on the Chiefs? Find out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1230. Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Orioles wrap up their home schedule today against the Tampa Bay Rays. Give you the lineup in due time. Terps are off football this week. They have Washington coming to town next Saturday. 3:30 kickoff at CQ. We'll get into that one next week. Washington hosts Ohio State coming up on Saturday, 3:30 on CBS. And a lot of other things are happening, of course. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Ravens are at Kansas City coming up Sunday, and they're still favorite.
Yeah.
As the odds makers see them still as the better team, at least for now. But before we get all the sports stuff, let's count some dough by ourselves.
All right, the Dow is down 69. Third day in a row we're down. S&P is down 23. NASDAQ's down 61. DraftKings down 39 cents. Under Armour is down 7 cents to 467.
All right, let's start here with the Maryland Terrapins. Talked to Jim Smith earlier in the show. He's thrilled that Maryland's getting some AP voter recognition. Just 6 votes, but that's good enough for, we'll call it, an unofficial 33rd overall ranking as far as the AP is concerned. Now, they still have to wait until next Saturday to go for their 5th win of the season. But in the meantime, a productive bye week and maybe a chance to watch some chaos unfold around them. Buy or sell, Bob, Maryland will actually end up getting more votes in next week's poll without playing.
I can buy that for sure. No doubt about it. I mean, sometimes just sitting there watching the world go by could be the best thing for you. And I'm going to be honest with you. And as we know, I'm a huge Maryland. I'm wearing my Maryland sweatshirt as we speak.
Yes, you are.
Them getting votes at all this year, I'm happily surprised.
We were shot. We were worried that they weren't going to go 3-0.
Correct.
And then get blown out in Madison.
Yeah. Now I just don't rest.
It's a good-looking football team.
Don't rest on laurels. But yes, Nolan, I could see them even gaining another vote or two just by not being on the field.
Over to the NFL, the Eagles looked like two completely different offenses between the first and second half last Sunday. Struggled out the gate, much like they did in weeks 1 and 2. Jalen Hurts had just 17 passing yards at the break before accumulating over 200 in the second half. He also finally recorded his first passing touchdown of the season, which I think speaks volumes in and of itself, taking until week 3 to have your first passing touchdown. All of this led people to actually question if new OC Kevin Petullo was still the one calling plays in the second half, but Nick Sirianni did confirm that earlier in the week. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Philadelphia offense is fixed and will not revert back to their early season struggles in week 4.
I'll buy it. I think they found, you know, the OC, I think he found something out in the second half that, you know, life is a lot easier if I'm getting the ball to Brown and Smith and, you know, Goddard, you know, makes and it'll make Barkley better too.
Go over to baseball here, where Bo Bichette, he's been ruled out for the rest of the regular season, trying to recover from a sprained PCL in his left knee. Taking some hacks in the batting cage, well, that's been no issue for him. But as far as playing the field, well, it's a non-starter. Just can't trust the left knee right now. Go back to the day he was injured earlier this month, and whether this is directly linked to him or not, they have been a 500 baseball team since then. Buy or sell, Bob, Toronto needs Bichette to at least DH to get past their first series of the playoffs.
Oh, man. I'll buy it. Now, whether or not he plays, I mean, that's another story altogether. I mean, he had a terrible year last year, which led to them sucking. One of the main reasons. But he's a hit machine. And remember, he used to wear the Orioles out. And he's hitting free agency, too, in the offseason. But, yeah, they need him. I don't know whether or not he's going to be part of the equation. And Laureano, by the way, he got hurt in San Diego. We'll get to that when we do the baseball report finger issue. But Taters is back. Maybe Tony Taters will be the remedy to their problemos offensively here. Because they're starting to flatline right now.
Back to the NFL, where Jackson Dart has been named Giants starting quarterback for the rest of the season. Russell Wilson was stinking it up for 3 weeks. But even with this delayed debut for Dart, he's currently holding top 5 or 6 odds for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Depends what sports book you look at. Those odds are also on par with the likes of Cam Ward, Tetairoa McMillan, and Amarian Hampton, while, of course, Tampa Bay's Emeka Ibuka is the odds-on favorite for now. Vinny, are you buying or selling Dart's chances being that strong despite missing 3 weeks?
I'll sell it. I'll sell it. I think he's got a terrible offensive line. And what'd you say? Neighbors didn't practice, may not play in this game.
They didn't practice yesterday. You know, Tracy's out, the running back.
Yeah. So he's going to have to do it all himself. And I don't. The better question is, does he make it through the season? That's going to be the better question.
Feels like this one's just going to Ibuka. I mean, unless he gets hurt. I mean, now Mike Evans out, he's going to get even more targets in the weeks to come. I mean, there's probably a lock for him.
He's the daily fantasy go-to guy.
And Baker loves him.
And we'll talk to Mike Harmon about that next hour.
I'm going to have to look at those odds again. Try to get in on it now because it's only going to get...
Price will go up daily fantasy and the odds are going to get less financially lucrative. How's that sound?
One more topic for today comes from the world of baseball where Mike Trout reached the 400 home run milestone this past weekend, something that was considered a foregone conclusion for him earlier in his career, but has taken a little bit longer to reach it. Of course, we know the injury history plays the biggest role in that, playing just 100 games twice in the last 4 years. But throughout that time, when he's on the field, hasn't shown any signs of a drop-off. I mean, when he's available to play, he's still the same old Mike Trout. It's just a matter of actually staying available. Now the attention turns to the 500 home run club, something only 28 other players have reached in their career. Buy or sell, Bob, even with a shaky injury status, Trout will still reach 500 homers.
What's he, 32?
Young 30s, yeah.
Yeah, he's 34,
actually, excuse me.
34, oh wow. Yeah, I'll buy it. Kind of. I mean, I'm not 100% confident in that. We're looking at a guy. We heard Trippy talk about one word for the Ravens. Why? I got two words for Trout. Even though he's accomplished great things, what if?
Oh, yeah.
What if this guy would have played 140 games through the entirety of his career? He'd probably already over 500 home runs, and we'd be talking about him and Otani in the same breath, and along with Aaron Judge. And another bummer for Mike Trout, who's going to Cooperstown. He's only been in the playoffs once. That was 2014 in his young days, and they got swept in 3 games by Kansas City, and he hasn't sniffed the postseason. Him and Otani were on the same team for 5 years. And it's almost like, oh, yeah, I remember that. So as good as he is, and as good as he still, I think the batting average kind of dipped a little bit. But either way, he's a guy that, like Mickey Mantle, old school. If Mickey Mantle would have stayed healthy and would have lived a clean lifestyle, he would have been a stud even bigger than he already is. So Mike Trout, I'll get 500, but I wouldn't bet the old Hondo on it, that's for sure. We'll come back and Vinny's film breakdown of the Kansas City Chiefs defense. Ravens have been lighting up everybody. so far this 2025 season. Only one win to show for it. Can they duplicate that against the Chiefs? Because as we talked about earlier, Kansas City's offense isn't all that great. So they're going to have a hard time scoring against the Ravens. So can Baltimore get her done there with the crooked numbers? You want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Your concerns for the Ravens heading into this matchup with the Chiefs. Baltimore's still favorite, but Nomad BK out definitely. Washington, Travis Jones, they were out yesterday. I mean, who is going to be on the defensive?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, earlier in the show, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, total request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it, send a request, plus for text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in, featured artist Friday. Vinny broke down the Kansas City offense. They got problems. Lack of skill guys, can't run the ball. For instance, Patrick Mahomes, leading rusher.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing. O-line scuffling. Now let's get to the defense, though. And we saw Detroit kind of push the Ravens around a little bit. And that was after Cleveland was getting physical with him in the second game of the season. So, Vinny, let's talk about that KCD. Do they bring that same level of physicality that the other teams have?
All right, let's start with Chris Jones. Because to me, he's kind of the leader of that pack, number 95. He's going to be the defensive tackle. And when he wants, he can dominate. When he wants. Now, he'll take plays off. There is no doubt about that. So, I'm guessing that if the Ravens got up, probably not playing that hard. But if they're up and the crowd's into it and everything, he'll play hard. But he's very inconsistent effort-wise. But he's got one sack for the season. He's got five tackles in three games. But he can be dominant if he wants to be. And what the best thing to happen would be if the Ravens can have some extended drives, then you kind of wear him down. And now the other guy on their defense, George Karloftis. George, he has two sacks, 16 tackles, five tackles for loss. He's like, wind him up and let him go. You know, he's the ever-ready batter. He nonstop, relentless, and he'll bull rush, you know, but he'll just go, 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 go. And that's why he's got 16 tackles and Chris Jones has five, you know, and he'll line up on both sides. But high effort guy, good football player, you know, has got a nice power move. But inside, Derek Nandi and Mike Dana, the tackles, and they drafted two guys too, you know, on the inside. They're bigger guys. They're not pass rush guys, you know, and their other pass rush guy, Charles Omenihue, number 90. I don't really see he's kind of like Owe, kind of mechanical a little bit. So doesn't get a lot of pressure there either. So Karloftis and Chris Jones are really the guy. So I like the matchup. You know, they're going to put Karloftis on both sides, and you better be ready to anchor both tackles for the Ravens. Got to be able to anchor because Karloftis will do that. Now, if Chris Jones is over Falele or Voorhees, that's going to be – you better double him. And I'm sure they will. I'm sure Lindenbaum will be helping all the time with those guys. To me, the thing that makes their defense go is their two inside backers. I love them both. Drew Tranquil and Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton's a stud. He's number 32. He leads them in tackles. He's got 28 tackles, two tackles for loss. Tranquil's got 17 tackles, two sacks, two tackles for loss. But if the O-line does not get up onto them, they're going to have a hard time running the football. But the Giants, Scadabo had a pretty good game against them. And what happened? They got up on them. So if they can combo up, you know, because the tackles are just okay, you know, other than Jones. So if you combo up and get in the face, if Lindenbaum or the guards get up on these linebackers, there's going to be some creases in there. And that's going to be critical. Because to me, those are their two of their studs on the inside. They're good football players. They play hard. They play fast. They play physical. They are very good players. You know, I mean, this defense is not a bad defense. They're ranked 11th overall. So they're pretty good. Now, the secondary, they're going to line up in your face, the corners, receivers. And it's going to be one of my keys of the game tomorrow. The receivers, you got to run good routes because they're going to challenge you. They're going to be up in your face. You got to be able to get off the line of scrimmage. And I Jalen Watson, 35, and Trent McDuffie, 22. Both are good players. Both are good players. They're going to jam you. They're going to play physical. And they'll play a lot of man, but they'll play like some cover two, and they'll play some zone also. Now their safeties are, they're all right too. You know, are they great? No, but they're decent football. It's a decent defense. And they do a good job in coverage. And the receiver's going to be able to get open? Because what Lamar, and we'll probably hear the cut later on, where Lamar, like, you know, I'm trying to give by time to let the receivers get open. And, you know, and they weren't getting open. And that's got to be, the receivers got to run great routes. They got to run great routes, sharp breaking routes to get open, you know, so they can make some plays. So, but it's going to be, Lamar will have opportunities to make some plays. I'm guessing they'll probably try to have a spy because it worked for Detroit, you know. So we'll see what they do. And their linebackers could probably do it. Bolton, maybe the guy that does that. But I think it's going to be a tough job for the offense to be consistent on them. You know, get some big plays on them. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, the Giants tried bombs all day, and that did not work. You know, so they've got to be able to run the football. So it's going to be about, Bob, if they can just get up onto the linebackers, there's going to be creases. And that's what they got to be able to do. I think having a Keaton Mitchell get some plays in there too and have that home run ability, that speed, you know, plus they don't have anybody can get to the outside, you know. So we'll see. But there is plays to be made. They know this team extremely well. And Bob, you get in the red zone, they're coming. They're coming after you. You get inside the 20-yard line, they're blitzing. And they will blitz. And they will blitz. So they got talent, and we know who these guys are, but they're getting older.
You mentioned Lamar Jackson. We're going to hear from him when we get to NFL lunch coming up at the top of the hour. When we come back, however, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, we couldn't get to it last hour. We'll talk to Nolan more in depth. Real quick, though, Orioles lineup against Tampa, final home game of the year. Dylan Beavers left field, Jordan Westberg third base, Gunner at short, Mountie's the DH, Jackson in right field, Kowser's in center, Mayo's at first, Ajax behind the plate, and Georgie Mateo is at second base in support of Cade Povich. No Holiday. Had the knee MRI thing look good.
Good.
Basayo got plunked. That was unfortunate, but the x-rays were negative there. That's good news. Question is, do we see him in the Bronx wrapping up the regular season against the Yankees, which starts a series tomorrow, final series of the regular season of 25. And if you want to get in, now is the chance at 410-583-1057. It's Vinny, Heady, Nolan. Total Request Thursday here on the Fan. And he, now with Matt Ibike out, what's his next level? Is there another level
well
for him?
Bob, the thing about it is his reps have gone the other direction.
Right.
He's not kidding on the... Mike Green had 52. He had 28. And Tavius Robinson had like 54. Owe had 28. Ajabo had 6. Those were the four that were rotating through there.
Now, didn't Owe gain this muscle mass so he'd be better at setting the edge, which would get him on the field, maybe a three-down player as opposed to a specialist guy?
Yeah. You know what's sad, Bob, is like you had said, Matabike had 2 sacks. I mean, he was basically on pace for a sack a game.
Yep.
And he would have had a big game against Detroit, too. So he was back to his 13.5 sack form. That's what's the killer, because he'd have made other people around him better. Probably the two biggest disappointments, Bob, so far in the pass rush stuff has been Owe and Travis Jones. Because, I mean, I thought the coaches, they've said it, they thought he was taking that next step.
What Kevin Ostreicher said, he's going to lead the team in sacks this year. Travis Jones, we're talking about.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are the... Owe has no sacks, and Travis Jones has no sacks. Yeah.
And he didn't practice yesterday either.
Yeah, and it was, I think, an ankle again. I think I saw it on film. You know, so, I mean, they need production. You know, I mean, if I'm Chuck Smith, I'm saying, come on, guys, you make me look like crap.
Let's bring Nolan McGraw in here. Nolan, how you feeling?
Feeling pretty good today, although, I mean, the thoughts on the Ravens... I didn't think we'd be here. You know, I mean, forget the record at 1-2, danger of being 1-3. Just with the narrative around this team all offseason, the talent on the roster and everything, I didn't think we'd be in a position here where I actually have pretty major concerns about their chances this year, short term and long term. And for one player in Matabike to make that big of a difference, you know, I think it's credit to him, but it's not just the loss of him and what he brings in the pass rush or stopping the run. It's what it does to other players. Roquan Smith was a noticeably worse player the other night, in my opinion, because Matabike wasn't there. I'm sure the guys, Washington and Jones, when he did play before Jones got banged up, noticeably worse because Matabike wasn't there. And of course, Lamar Jackson is always that one piece. If he's on the field, they got a shot. If he goes down, well then... season's over.
Right.
But still, if we're picking one person on this defense, could be Kyle Hamilton still. But right now, because we're going through it, I feel like that one piece you can't afford to lose on defense might be Matabike.
It's not a bad thought, Nolan. And you know what makes up for that is if you've got a guy, you know, for example, let's look at like the Packers. They gave away Warren, who was their best run defender. You know, and they couldn't get pressure on the quarterback. Now they go get Micah Parsons, and he's disrupting everything, you know, and he's not getting a ton of sacks, but he disrupts everything. And all of a sudden, the run defense is one of the best in the league. So that's what a pass rushing disruptor. Look at what Myles Garrett does.
Yep.
And look at how he makes other guys around him better. You know, who on the Ravens' defense right now, especially up front, is making people around him better?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Eric DaCosta and the task ahead for him, I mean, he did a lot to build this roster in the first place. And I do have a trust level in him to be aggressive, to try to find either a replacement for Matabike or at least some sort of difference maker up front. But again, it's just who's available? What do those teams want? He can be aggressive, but at the end of the day, I just don't know if that person's out there. Like that savior, is that big piece out there? Is there a Roquan Smith-level addition out there, a Marcus Peters-level addition out there to be had? And those two deals were regarded as bargains or significant in favor of the Ravens for what they had to give up. I could see DaCosta giving up, yeah, this could sound crazy, but if the right player is available, I could see him sacrificing a first-round pick. This is truly a win-now mode. Yeah. Lamar's almost 30. We're coming up on it. You know, they've done advantageous things with some other contracts on the team. But you start talking about window, like legit Super Bowl, one of the top 3-4 teams in the league window. You're staring at it right now. He, to me, should go all in.
Now, with Peters and Roquan, they were contract stalemates with their previous teams. outside of Trey Hendrickson, who's on a 1-year deal.
And that's, that's a non-starter.
Yeah, who's the dude, though, to your point? Yeah. Like, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head
that
could be readily available because there's no long-term future with their current organization.
All right, here's, like, all right, if you're just going to do it in-house, all right, I need Vannoy back healthy. He was the best, by far, the best rusher. They need Mike Jones to step it up. That's what they need.
Mike Green.
Mike, why do I keep calling him Mike Jones?
If Mike Jones can get to the pass quarterback, bring his ass in here.
Too. Yeah. They need Mike Green to become that guy. All right. And then in the D-line, Jenkins had 8 tackles, and he weighs about 370. So, and he can keep people off the linebackers. All right. So play him on rundowns. And then in passing situations, put Peoples in. And let him do his spin moves and all that kind of stuff. And then hopefully he can get some penetration up the field. You know, I mean, that's an in-house way to kind of, you know, band-aid it through. You know, I mean, that can work because Jenkins, I really liked Jenkins. I thought Jenkins played well in that game. But we just need the linebackers to be free.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing. I mean, because we saw the difference in the Cleveland game, linebackers. You know, in this game, linebackers are 8-9 yards back.
Right.
You know, and that can't happen.
And as far as Mike Green, I'm interested to see hear what you've seen on film because there was that one play against the Lions. It's 3rd down, and he's dropping back into coverage.
Right.
Could be a one-off thing, but it seems to me like maybe a little overcomplicating things for him, whereas you're so dire for pass rush right now. Why not just say, look, pin your ears back and go get him? You know, why do we have him, you know, trying to play the run, dropping back into coverage, getting exotic? You're so desperate for pass rush. He's the one guy that you could argue with the most skill set or the biggest skill set right now. Just give him one task. Go after the QB.
Yeah, well, he doesn't do a bad job on the run stuff either. With the, you know, like the runs away from him, he's very good at because he's got the rundown speed. And he showed a couple of times in that Detroit game, he showed where he was playing fast. He just got to do that more than a couple plays of his 52. But, you know, and he had a real nice rush, but it was against a tight end. He needs to start beating tackles. Once he can start beating tackles, because he kind of just gets engulfed and then just gives up, he's got to start winning. I think Lock and Ford told me yesterday that their win rate was 10% or something. It was horrible, you know.
That's a bad percentage in anything that you do, 10%,
yeah.
When you're trying to be 100%.
Yeah. I mean? So,
but 3 games in, we're not like, oh, my God, this guy's terrible.
No, because he's flashed a couple things, but he just needs to just take a deep breath and – you know, just go play. Just go play.
You and I both said 8 sacks for Green.
Yeah.
Allstriker said Travis Jones would lead the team in sacks. I mean, you're thinking outside the box. Sometimes that kind of blind squirrel mentality.
I thought he'd have 5.
The hype was there.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just, oh, he's going to play more, he's going to be healthy, and he's going to stop the run at an elite level. I mean, Chuck Smith, the pass rush guru, he was the one mentioning Travis Jones by name, that this guy has the interior pass rush skill set. I mean, we've got, you know, Aaron Donald comparisons being thrown out there for him and Matt Ibike in the past, but you're not seeing it.
So you got Mahomes this week, Stroud, then Stafford before the bye. So you've got some high, I mean, I know Stroud's not playing all that great because he doesn't really have a ton of weapons to work with in Houston, but capability is certainly there.
Well, the other
Nico
thing that
Collins is no slouch.
I'm thinking more O-line.
Well, the other thing, all right, like we're saying, all right, what did Detroit do to the Ravens? Why they got 7 sacks? They covered the receivers up, you know, and you make the quarterback pull the ball down. That's what they did with Lamar a lot, you know. So if the corners, you know, and the safeties and stuff, cover them up, you know, and then Mahomes, you know, then all of a sudden stuff's going to get crazy because he's going to start to see white jerseys coming at him, and then he's going to be throwing 59%.
Mm-hmm. And of course, he can use his legs. I mean,
leading rusher.
Oh, that, but obviously, we've seen him in the past.
Yep.
He's not Lamar level with the elusiveness, but he has that backbreaking ability where he rolls out.
He can get first downs.
And you know, he loves to ride the sideline too because he wants to bait you for that you know,
15-yarder.
Exactly.
With his little teeny tiny steps, you mean? Shuffling down the field, shuffling to the yard marker. But Ravens, they do have a tall task, but so does Kansas City. One of these teams is going to be 1-3 and at the bottom of their division when this game is completed around 7:30, 8 o'clock on Sunday night. When we come back, NFL Lunch, you want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Going to hear from Lamar and Oway. We got the American League East report and beyond. A team clinched their division last night. We'll talk about that. And maybe the biggest choke job in baseball history is still very much happening before our eyes. And we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. There is a game tonight in the National Football League, which we're going to do our picks for. You can hear that game, by the way, Arizona-Seattle on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.